had her on the show for quite a while. I missed her before she went to the World Championships. We're talking about the girl from the border town, of course, Lauren Jackson. Good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Not too bad. Lauren, you're having a great season with the AIS?
Yeah, we're on top of the ladder at the moment and we're having a great time doing it.
Okay, you're enjoying yourself?
Yeah, it's been great.
Okay, that seems to be. I had Desiree Globitz on the other day talking to her, and that seems to be one of the other things. Everyone's really enjoying playing together with the AIS this year, and it seems to be the big difference and top of the table.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting along great and the team's really coming together. Trainings have been good and, yeah, I think everything's really coming together at the moment and we're doing fine.
And I suppose the other thing is, let's not get too excited too early. There's still plenty of the season to go, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We've still got something like 13 or 14 games or something like that, I'm not sure. But, I mean, yeah, we're just going to keep our heads, you know, small, how you'd put it, and we're just going to go out and play our own game and hopefully that's, you know, we do good.
Must have been a great win up against the Flames last Friday night.
Yeah, it was a very thrilling win. We won by 1 point, and it was very close all the way. We were down for most of the game, and we sort of came up at the end. So that was really good.
Has there been, you've been getting so many accolades since the World Championships and everything like that. People from across the world saying, you're one of the hottest properties in basketball. How do you deal with things like that, Lauren?
Living here sort of makes it a lot easier. I mean, everyone's really supportive and stuff, but then they don't let it get to my head. So I try not to think about it all that much and just go out and play, because, I mean, that's what I do best. And, we'll just see how it goes.
I believe also the bloodlines of Lauren Jackson are fairly good in terms of your parents. Both are basketballers, very established basketballers themselves, playing for Australia.
Yeah, they are. They both represented Australia themselves. And so I've always had this, them coaching me and stuff ever since I was little. So that's been a great part of my development.
And what about the rest of the family? Is there any other basketball stars or footy stars coming from the border town? It's all be Wodonga way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. My brother, he's sort of 6'7", and, well, I don't know what he's going to do, but whatever he does, he's going to be good at. So.
Right. So is he sort of twixt between basketball and football?
He's between everything.
Between everything. How old is his little brother then?
16,
and he's 6'7".
Yeah, and he's got size 17 shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, he's quite a big boy.
Yes, and is that your only brother? Is that the only one in the family?
Yeah, that's my only brother.
Gee whiz, that's a fairly tall family. How tall are you, Lauren?
I'm 6'5".
6'5". Yeah. Okay, you better tell me your shoe size now, just for correspondence here.
I'm size 12.
Size 12, only little feet then?
Yeah, only little feet.
Very dainty. that's quite amazing. Did you have any other sports you wanted to get into before basketball really took center stage?
I was always good at athletics and stuff, and I liked running, sprinting, not long distance, no way. And tennis. I always loved tennis as well. So, yeah, basketball sort of took priority though, and yeah.
Okay, of course, at the moment we've got this season, the WNBL. Of course, it was a great season by the AIS in the short season last year. What about the future? I assume that the 2000 Olympics would be your main focus after that.
Yeah, getting a team and stuff as well in WNBL next year, because I'll be leaving here. I don't know where I'm going to go, but yeah, the Olympics is my next priority, my goal, and I'll be working towards that, getting better and developing my game.
Yeah. Okay, and what about playing overseas? Of course, a lot of the Australian Opals are now playing in the WNBA. Is that something you've thought about?
Yeah, I've thought about it, but I won't be going over till after the Olympics. I've sort of decided that already. You know, I'm really young. I don't have my license yet. And I don't think I could sort of leave Australia and go and play over in America just yet a while.
What's it like for someone, you would have been growing up watching Robin Maher and people like that on the court, Timsey and people like that, Rachel Sporn, just probably a few years ago, and now all of a sudden you're up there playing with them. How does it feel?
Well, it's very exciting and stuff. I still don't believe it sometimes when people say, you know, you're playing with Robin Maher. It's like, my God, you know, I just used to love her when I watched TV, and she's been my idol ever since I was little. And now I'm playing with her. It's pretty amazing.
Do you think she'll ever retire?
I don't know. I mean, where she's playing at the moment, I wouldn't be retiring either. So we'll just see what happens. I'm sure she'll retire when she's quite fit and ready to.
Yes, because she's been such a great campaigner for Australia. She just keeps on playing great basketball, doesn't she?
Yeah. She's just a goer. And, she's such a great defensive threat that nobody can really, you know, pull her down or anything, because she's just so strong and, she's a great player.
Hey, it's this weekend, you got the double header, you're going down to Melbourne.
Yes.
which is a bit of a tough trip, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We play Dandenong on Saturday night and in Bendigo. We're playing Melbourne in Bendigo on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Melbourne sort of been up and down this year, haven't they?
Yeah, we've played them once already, though, and we beat them. That was a sort of a convincing win. But, yeah, they've been playing really well. Like, they beat Perth by something like 20 points or something, and we lost to Perth once. So I don't know what it's going to be like. Melbourne are always going to be strong. There's no doubt about that, but they seem to be a little bit inconsistent.
One of the other things about the WNBL this year is that it's such a tight league. I mean, teams are sort of winning, losing each other against each other all the time. It's going to be quite interesting coming into the past. So a team like Adelaide, of course, have always been very strong. They've had a quiet start to the season, but they've had a couple of good wins in the last few weeks.
Yeah, they have. I think it's just taken them a while to sort of get in with it and get going. I think that they're going to be like a major factor in the league, and they'll be in the finals for sure. I have no doubt in that at all.
What about the change to the summer season? How's that affecting you?
Oh, God, it's a lot hotter, especially in Canberra. No, I mean, it's a great move. It's a great change. Like, families are prepared to come out, you know, and come and watch the games, and that's really good for women's basketball. And I guess the more that we promote it, the better it's going to be in the future.
And if you play games like you did last week up against the Flames, was it 74-73?
Yeah.
Have tight finishes like that, people are going to be back out to the RAS to watch the RAS women's team. Congratulations on being on top of the table this far in the competition, Lauren, and hopefully have a great season. We'll get a chance to talk to you again later on.
Great. Thank you very much.
Lauren Jackson there from the RAS basketball team. Of course, they got the AA trip up against Dandenong and Melbourne this weekend, sitting on top of the table in the WNBL. This is A Little Bits.